This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Samantha Lanjum. The body of one person was retrieved and three others were fear trapped in debris after a major landslide struck their houses at Nong Priang village in Sora, Meghalaya in the wee hours yesterday. Earlier, one person was killed in the East Shanty Hills district due to landslide. The Meghalaya government has disbursed 19.85 crore rupees to the deputy commissioners of all the 12 districts to provide immediate relief to those affected by tropical cyclone Rimal. Disaster Management Minister Kirman Shila yesterday said that heavy rain and wind affected 271 villages and 903 houses were damaged. The eastern West Khasi Hills and West Garo Hills were the worst affected districts in terms of population hit and damage to property. In North Garo Hills and South Garo Hills, public roads and electric lines were affected as several trees were uprooted. Flash floods inundated several parts of Manipur capital Imphal yesterday. Vehicles could not ply the submerged roads. The Rajbhavan and surrounding areas were also affected by flood. The Khwairamban Ima market and other markets were deserted as water inundated the areas. The Manipur Police, Army, Assam Rifles, National and State Disaster Response Forces have been pressed into rescue operations. Around 800 persons have been shifted to safer areas. In Sinapati, the body of a woman who was drowned in a river was recovered yesterday. Three temporary camps have already been opened in the district for the flood-affected families. The Manipur government has stepped up efforts to control flood in the state in the aftermath of Cyclone Rimal. The Water Resources Department has been at the forefront in tackling breaches and overflows of key rivers flowing in the Imphal Valley. The Indian Meteorological Department Center, Imphal, has issued a report indicating that heavy to very heavy rainfall is likely to occur in most of the districts in Manipur. Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma has said that the Meghalaya Energy Corporation Limited is working with additional manpower to try and bring the system back online everywhere after the extensive damage to the state's electricity grid due to Cyclone Rimal. A portion of the National Highway 6 has been washed away due to heavy downpour and flash flood, bringing traffic to a complete halt. East Shanty Hills Deputy Commissioner Abhilash Baranwal issued an order yesterday banning all types of vehicular movement through that particular stretch till restoration work is completed. Newly appointed Meghalaya Director General of Police Idashisha Nongrang yesterday launched an open house initiative at the police headquarters in Shillong to strengthen ties between the public and the law enforcement agency. During the inaugural session, 43 individuals from various parts of the state were in attendance, signaling an encouraging start to this initiative. This weekly event, set to occur every Thursday, invites all citizens to voice their concerns directly to the Chief of the Meghalaya Police. The returning officer of the Shillong Parliamentary Constituency, S.C. Sadhu, along with officials of the District Administration and Election Department, inspected the strong room and vote counting centres at Polo Ground in Shillong. Mr. Sadhu, who was accompanied by East Khasi Hills Superintendent of Police, Ritu Raj Ravi, told newspersons that elaborate arrangements have been made for the counting of votes on 4th June for the Shillong Parliamentary seat. Deputy Commissioner Sadhu also reiterated that the East Khasi Hills District Administration has promulgated Section 144 CRPC prohibiting processions and rallies by political parties, which will be enforced till 4 p.m. of 6 June. Chief Electoral Officer Nagaland Vyasan R. has said preparation for the counting of Lok Sabha election votes on 4 June is in full swing and assured that the counting process will be a seamless exercise. Speaking to Akashvani News Kohima, Mr. Vyasan said the counting process will begin at 8 a.m. and take place simultaneously across all 16 districts of Nagaland. The Election Commission of India will be deputing 21 counting observers in Nagaland. With that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.